Well, the Fourth of Bridge service is catching on. The three partners, Jane, Marge, and Mr. Jackson, are renting out bridge players to make up a Fourth of Bridge. Among the players they rent out is Michael DeVere, who, unknown to the partners, is a card shark. This episode is an alternating scene between the bridge office and the office of a Better Business Bureau. But first to the bridge office, where Jane studies the ledger of the first week's business. Listen.
Oh, I can't make heads or shoulders of this. I can't even read my own writing any. Mr. Jackson, will you come here a minute? I don't know why I have to sit here and rest my brain trying to figure out how
we call me, Mrs. Reed.
No, I called you Mr. Jackson. Will you come here a minute, please? I want you to help me with this bookkeeping here.
Oh, bookkeeping, of course. Bookkeeping? I'm not good at that sort of thing.
Carol Morris called up and said she'd be right over, and we have to go over the books and see how we stand for the first week. All three of us, she said.
But your bookkeeping is not my department, Mrs. Ace. I took no part of the fees you collect. My only interest is in the winnings of our bridge players.
I know, but just the same, she said she wants you to be here. Now, look, sit over here, Mr. Jackson. I want you to see if you can figure this out with me.
Well, I'm afraid I shan't be of much assistance. Never did have a head for figures. However, I'll do what I can.
Well, see if this looks right to you. Look, here's what we took in the first week. $156.
$156, quite.
Yes. See? I've got them all written down by day. Nothing the first day, $8 the second day, then $21, then $27, and so-so and so-so for 7 days.
Right, 7 days.
Yes. Now, that's what we took in. That's income. See, I wrote income there.
Right, that's income.
Now, every year I wrote what we spent. That's outcome.
Right, that's outcome. I beg your pardon.
Outcome, what we pay out.
Outcome?
Yes.
It's outgo, Mrs. A.
Outgo?
Oh, of course.
Then this over here should be ingo?
Yes, of course, because I'm the one here with no. No, Mrs. A. That's income just as you have it.
But you said that this should be outgo.
Of course, because it's money that goes out. On the other hand, it's money that comes in is listed as income.
Well, I
don't know. The lawyers themselves describe their own meaning.
But I...
The money you take in is income, and the money you pay out is outgo. Even I have no sense of thought of figures at all to address that. The money comes in, and the money goes out.
But you go on forever.
Yes, I go. Mrs. A, did you or did you not ask me to help you?
Yes, but what I'm trying to say is that I always thought that the money you take in is income because it comes in. But when you pay it out, it's outcome because it comes out.
Because it comes
out. Comes out, yes. And now when you find out how much you took in, like the end of the first week, for instance, you subtract what you paid out, and that's what you make. That's the profit. The money you make is the profit, isn't it?
Of course the money you make is the profit.
And the money you don't make is the loss.
Yes, the money you don't make mustn't lose my temper.
Well?
Mrs. A, do you have to keep those books?
Yes, Mars wants me to. I didn't want to. It was her idea. I got enough to do answering phones and taking orders for the bridge players. I told her that. I said, why do I have to write it in a book? Why can't I just keep it on a piece of paper? And she said I might lose the paper. Well, I said I'll keep it in my mind because I won't lose my mind, will I?
No, you won't lose your mind, but it's for me.
Oh, here's Marge now. Hello, Marge.
Hello, Jane.
Well, hello, Mr. Jackson.
Cheerios.
You don't sound very cheerio. What's the trouble?
Miss Hale, do I have to be a party to this bookkeeping system Mrs. Ace has installed in this office?
Be a party to the
system? Oh, well, what's the matter with me? Am I the only one that has to work my head to the bone trying to figure out how we stand?
Now, just a second, Jen. Keep your shirt on.
Oh, is that showing again?
Mrs. Jackson, what's the trouble?
Outcome. Ingo. Profit is the money we make and less is the money we
don't. I was just trying to explain to him how you wanted the bookkeeping test.
Oh, I see.
And I can't be a party to it. My department consists of keeping my bridge players in fine fettles so they can keep winning in bridge games. I can't be a party to this bookkeeping.
Oh, you're right. You don't care in the fees. You only make what your players win.
Right. And I'd like that distinctly understood by all parties concerned.
Oh, you didn't mean, Mr. Jackson.
No.
By the way, Mr. Jackson, how did you make out at the end of our first week in business? Or if that's too personal, don't answer it.
No, 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 not totally, though.
I just want to hear if you're doing as well as we are. Did your players win or lose at the end of the first week?
Oh, they did quite well. Well,
Only two of the checks lost, and their losses amounted to very little. $1.50 one night and $3 another. The others earned one, I'm happy to report. Our total winnings for the week amounted to the staggering sum of $450 and some odd shillings. And well, you might get the little guy.
You mean they won $450?
Well, that's quite a business, Mr. Jackson. Speaks very highly of your ability to pick good players, for one thing. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Mr. I must admit that a good deal of the credit is to be shared with our Mr. Severe.
Oh, Michael, what did he do?
He won in 5 nights' play close to $200 by himself.
Yes, $200.
$4, you don't think I'm talking sense to
you? Well, no, it doesn't sound like it.
I am talking to Mrs. Ace, will you please stop upsetting me?
Well, what did I do? I only asked you.
Yes, I know, yes. Well, our Mr. DeVos must be an excellent bridge player.
Yeah, it's a combination of good bridge judgment and good cards. The chap is extraordinarily fortunate in holding more aces and kings than any man I ever encountered.
So he must be lucky to win that much money. How much is he paying for?
Well, you see, I've paid him for the higher stage game. It's mostly half a cent point. Last night, he managed to win $64 at half a cent point.
Well, he must have held every big card in the belt.
Of course, and he admits it. He told me when he came in last night with his winnings that he had been unusually lucky and hadn't lost even one level all evening.
I'm Mr. Norris. Here's my card. I'm in the used car business here in town. Lived here for the past 12 years.
Have a chair, Mr. Norris.
Thank you.
Well, what can I do for you?
Are you the head of this Better Business Bureau?
Well, I'm in charge here, yes.
Well, then you're the man I want to talk to. Have you seen this advertisement running the papers here in town?
Well, what have we here? Sports a good service.
That's it. If that isn't a racket, I never saw one.
A racket? Well, how do you mean a racket?
A plain, unadulterated racket. The idea, according to the ad, is to call up and rent a bridge player.
Rent a bridge player?
That's it. That's what I did last night.
But why would you want to rent a bridge player?
Why? Because we needed a fourth to make up a game.
Oh, I see.
We're going to arrange the game at my house, my brother-in-law and a customer he has from out of town, and me. Well, we're expecting this fellow named Jim Starr. Well, Jim calls up and says his wife is having one of her nervous spells, and he can't stay home alone. Well, we thought we'd go over to his house. Well, I found out from the way he hemmed and hawed that they had a spat of some kind, and, well, we were stuck for a player. Well, it was kind of late, and I tried to call several people I know, but no joke. They were either going to a show or had dates or something. Well, there we were, stuck. And then I remembered seeing this ad in the paper this morning. So I said, I'll give it a try. And I called up, and they sent out this player. Well, we played till 12 o'clock, 3 hours. How much do you think he won in 3 hours at half a cent a point? Do you play bridge?
Yes, I do.
Well, how much do you think he won?
Oh, I don't know. How much?
Half a guess. What do you think he could have won at half a cent a point?
I'd say about, well, if he was having good luck all evening, I'd say $20 or $30.
Yeah? Well, he won $64.
$64.
I don't blame you for whistling. And now I'm whistling for some action.
Action? What kind of action?
What kind of action? Why, man alive, can't you see this is a racket? Probably use more cards. Don't you investigate these businesses to see if they're on the level?
Well, that's not exactly in our line, but I suppose if you think the fifth man they sent out was crooked,
then he was. I'll bet my bottom dollar he was. And he seemed like such a nice fellow, too. Sharp looking, might call him handsome. Kind of soft spoken, got me off my guard.
Well, of course, if there's anything underhanded going on, there's something not strictly in keeping with good business.
Force a good service,
novel idea for a business, isn't it?
Yeah, just what I thought when I read the ad. I said to myself, what will they think of next? Never thinking I'd ever be calling for a bridge player myself, and that very same evening.
Wait a minute, Mr. Norris. I've got an idea. Do you know the name of the man who came out to play at your house?
Yes, sure, it's Devere.
D-E-V-E-R-E.
Good. Now, here's what you do. Call up again.
What?
Call up the service again. Tell them to send out a player again. Say you want to get even. You get some of your losses of last night. Now, don't be sore about it. Just in a nice, sportsmanlike manner. You see?
Yes, yes, sir. Then what?
Well, if you'll be kind enough to invite me to sit in at this game of yours tonight.
Oh, I'll see it. Sure you can.
That's the idea.
Can I use the phone?
Why, of course. I'll get the number for you. What is that number?
Here it is. 4040.
Yes, Mr. Julian?
That's right. What idea?
I'll ask if I can get that same man out, too.
That's it. And make it very friendly.
Now, I'll get you.
Star 4040. surprise.
Hello? I'd like to rent one of your bridge players for tonight. My name is Norris. 1430 Oak Street.
Yes, sir. Norris, is that your name?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the address again?
1430 Oak Street.
1430 Oak Street. Oh, we had that same address yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. I'm the man that called you yesterday. You see, I lost last night, and I thought I'd take a chance and try to get even tonight, sir. And if it's possible, I'd sure like to get the same man who came out last night. Which kind of hurts my pride, you know, to have him take over.
Yes, sir, he pretended to be the same man. I think it was Michael DeVere. If you hold the phone just a minute, I'll look it up in my book and make sure and see who it was. Will you hold the phone just a minute, please?
Yes, ma'am, I'll hold it.
And what is it, James? It's another editor player. The same man called yesterday, and he lost last night, and he wants to get even. Mr. Norris is his name.
Norris?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, Norris. Norris, he's a captain off for $64.
He is? Well, then it was Michael. He wants us to send Michael again tonight. Is it all right?
Oh, of course. The customer's always right.
Right, you are, Miss Hale. The gentleman is a glutton for punishment. There's nothing you can do about it.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, that was Mr. DeVere. We'll be glad to send him again tonight.
Oh, thank you. About 8 o'clock, then?
All right. Sorry to hear you lost last night, Mr. Norris. I hope you have better luck tonight.
Don't worry. I think I will have.
Well, you certainly sound like a confidence man.
What was that?
I mean, the way you're so sure you'll have better luck tonight. I hope you have, Mr. Norris.
I hope so. Just you have that young man there, that's all.
Oh, I will. I'll mark his card right now.
What was that?
I said I'll mark his card. Well, goodbye, Mr. Norris.
Well, James certainly treading on dangerous ground there. And it looks as if the three partners are in for some trouble. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.